About 20 million people gained insurance through the Affordable Care Act, a huge milestone and a victory. But still about half of Americans continue to get health insurance through their employer. And for those people, annual health care costs for a family of four averages about $11,000, and that's not counting the employer contribution. A Kaiser Health poll from April found that health care is one of the four topics voters want to hear presidential candidates talk more about. Later this hour, we'll talk to a doctor who believes that the entire system is dysfunctional and needs change. Oddly, though, on this issue of cost, Senate Republicans are already doing that, at least trying to enter the political campaign, trying to be heard above the din of nominee Donald Trump.
Altogether, over half of Arizona's counties will be left with a single insurer.
We are looking at significantly higher premiums, double-digit increases in some places, for the fourth straight year.
In other words, more unaffordable premium increases thanks to Obamacare.
Senator Mitch McConnell, Senator Orrin Hatch, and Senator John McCain all speaking about costs in health care. For a look at what role health care costs may play in the election, we turn to Farai Chidea, senior writer at 538. Welcome.
Thanks, John.
So, beneath the din of the election campaign, there is this issue and there is this need on the part of voters to hear more about it. What does that mean?
Well, you know, not only in the presidential race, but in several key Senate races, you have situations where there is, of course, a possible uncertain outcome, maybe a toss-up in a Senate race, or we don't obviously know for sure who's going to be elected president, and states with big rises in the cost of the Affordable Care Act premium. So Arizona, which is not typically a toss-up state, but because of Donald Trump's comments about Latinos and a big voter registration drive for Latinos, is more in play than ever, 17%. Colorado, classic swing state, 32%. Nevada, also swing state, 10%. Iowa, 15%. There's not a lot of granular polling on the state-to-state support for the Affordable Care Act, but the reality is that 48% of people oppose it right now as compared to 40% who support it. People are frustrated with the program, even though it has dropped the number of uninsured people in America.
So people believe that their premium increases are the result of the Affordable Care Act. And is it the case that the
Well, those were just specifically Affordable Care Act premiums that I mentioned.
Right. So so it is definitely within the Affordable Care Act itself.
Right. Some states, though, I mean, Ohio is another swing state, and the premiums actually dropped by 5% over the past year. So it's not across the board. But in general, the premiums are going up. There's consolidation in the healthcare industry. And of course, people are feeling very insecure about their jobs. It's been a slow recovery. Household income is less than it was 10 years ago, and people are feeling the pinch.
Is there a why here, or is the system so complicated that the Affordable Care Act affects it in different ways, unpredictable kinds of ways?
Well, you know, there are differences between the states, but it also has to do with healthcare company consolidation. So first of all, the number of insurers in each state may change because essentially we have regionalized healthcare systems within a national healthcare system. Also, you know, this is true that insurers are not breaking even on a lot of the Affordable Care Act programs.
Which is why they're raising rates.
Right, exactly, because young people are basically like, to heck with it. And you also have a situation where up until the age of 26, you can still be under your parents' plan. So a lot of people who are younger, rather than going on to an Affordable Care Act plan, they're just staying on their parents' plan.
Which denies the Affordable Care Act the advantage of the pool of young people.
Young, healthy people.
Which would be a revenue source, which it's denied and was predicted before the Affordable Care Act was passed.
Exactly.
So in terms of an election campaign issue, you think this is more important in Senate and local races than it will be on the presidential race at this point?
Well, it's certainly well, first of all, let me just quickly tackle the presidential race. If we're looking at Clinton, Clinton is defending the Affordable Care Act. She said at one point at a rally in Nevada, you know, before it was called Obamacare, it was called Hillary Care, because she, when she was first lady, was championing a similar style program. And Donald Trump has a very weird, complex set of policy proposals that would repeal the Affordable Care Act, but could actually cost the government more money and decrease the number of people who are covered. Yet some of the things that he talks about, you know, like Americans deducting health insurance premiums from their tax returns sound very reasonable. But there's some very interesting issues on the Senate level. So first of all, when we look at the Senate races that are coming up in 2016, more of the Republican-held seats are in play than the Democratic-held seats. It's a reversal of 2010. And so, for example, you've got Republicans in Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Hampshire, all swing states that are facing challenges. And really, on the Democratic side, you've got Harry Reid of Nevada. Mm-hmm. And you know, that is one where the premiums have risen. But he is such a public figure, I don't know that people are going to base the decision on you know, the Affordable Care Act. And so – but in Republican states, I think that because the majority of Republicans, 78% of Republicans, already don't like the Affordable Care Act, if those Republicans go down, this will not necessarily be the deciding factor.
Is it the case that the sort of repeal Obamacare at all costs kind of abstract, almost zealotry that we've heard over the last several years has evolved into a more pragmatic cost issue that affects voters in different ways?
I think that voters are pragmatic about their cost, but this is still a code word because it became known as Obamacare. And President Obama sometimes embraced the term Obamacare and sometimes would sort of correct the media and public figures and say this is the Affordable Care Act. But anytime that you have a country that's as divided as ours, when something is called, you know, that Democrat in office care, it becomes a political football. So I would argue that even voters in Ohio, where their premiums are dropping, may not view the Affordable Care Act more favorably if they're Republicans. I think that it transcends some of the factual issues.
Farai Chidea, senior writer at 538, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Have your premiums gone up? Tell us.
Mary Madsen, I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. We pay $768 a month for a family plan. And I do think it's worth it. I broke my wrist and had to have surgery and a plate put in to the tune of $37,000. And I would definitely not have wanted to be on the hook for that bill.
Love to hear your story. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.